به نام خدا. آزمون شنیداری زبان انگلیسی 3 پایه 12 رشته علوم انسانی و علوم و معارف اسلامی خرداد 1400. دانش آموزان عزیز، آزمون شنیداری دارای 4 بخش می باشد. در ابتدای هر بخش و قبل از شنیدن هر متن به دقت به دستورالعمل سوال گوش دهید. سپس سوالات مربوطه را خوانده و از شیوه پاسخگویی مطمئن شوید. هر متن 3 بار تکرار خواهد شد و در پایان هر بخش به شما 30 ثانیه فرصت داده خواهد شد که به پرسش‌های هر بخش در پاسخنامه جواب دهید. متن شماره 1. دانش آموزان عزیز، در این بخش به مکالمه بین زهره و مریم گوش دهید، سپس به سوالات داده شده پاسخ دهید.
This weekend is my birthday. I have invited everyone but Mina.
Why not? If I were you, I would certainly invite her. As far as I know, you were close friends at school.
Yes, but she has moved to another neighborhood. If I had her address, I would invite her.
What a pity. If I knew that sooner, I could help you.
How?
I could check it with my sister. She's her mother's friend.
Can you call her now?
Unfortunately, she's not available till next Wednesday. Sorry.
تکرار دوم.
This weekend is my birthday. I have invited everyone but Mina.
Why not? If I were you, I would certainly invite her. As far as I know, you were close friends at school.
Yes, but she has moved to another neighborhood. If I had her address, I would invite her.
What a pity. If I knew that sooner, I could help you.
How?
I could check it with my sister. She's her mother's friend.
Can you call her now?
Unfortunately, she's not available till next Wednesday. Sorry.
تکرار سوم.
This weekend is my birthday. I have invited everyone but Mina.
Why not? If I were you, I would certainly invite her. As far as I know, you were close friends at school.
Yes, but she has moved to another neighborhood. If I had her address, I would invite her.
What a pity. If I knew that sooner, I could help you.
How?
I could check it with my sister. She's her mother's friend.
Can you call her now?
Unfortunately, she's not available till next Wednesday. Sorry.
متن شماره 2. دانش آموزان عزیز، در این بخش به مکالمه بین شیلا و سمیرا گوش دهید، سپس گزینه مناسب را انتخاب کنید.
What did you do on Thursday?
Oh, on Thursday, Yegane and Kiana came over for dinner. We really missed you.
Thanks, but you wanted to go to the Museum of Holy Defense, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Before we got home, we'd gone to the museum.
Was it the first time you went there?
No, I had already been there once.
Did your friend stay till midnight?
No. After we had had dinner, their mothers arrived and took them home.
تکرار دوم.
What did you do on Thursday?
Oh, on Thursday, Yegane and Kiana came over for dinner. We really missed you.
Thanks, but you wanted to go to the Museum of Holy Defense, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Before we got home, we'd gone to the museum.
Was it the first time you went there?
No, I had already been there once.
Did your friend stay till midnight?
No. After we had had dinner, their mothers arrived and took them home.
تکرار سوم.
What did you do on Thursday?
Oh, on Thursday, Yegane and Kiana came over for dinner. We really missed you.
Thanks, but you wanted to go to the Museum of Holy Defense, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Before we got home, we'd gone to the museum.
Was it the first time you went there?
No, I had already been there once.
Did your friend stay till midnight?
No. After we had had dinner, their mothers arrived and took them home.
متن شماره 3. دانش آموزان عزیز، در این بخش به یک متن درباره لغتنامه فورس گوش دهید، سپس جاهای خالی را با کلمات مناسب کامل کنید.
اسدی توسی was a famous poet in the 5th century. One of his best known works is the oldest Persian dictionary which is still used. In this dictionary, the list of entries has been arranged according to the final letters of the words. This dictionary has many sentences which were taken from poetry. It has synonyms that were used by many poets. This dictionary has been used by the poets who lived after Asadi Tusi. Many words have been added to the first dictionary which Asadi compiled. This dictionary is a valuable treasure of our language.
تکرار دوم.
اسدی توسی was a famous poet in the 5th century. One of his best-known works is the oldest Persian dictionary, which is still used. In this dictionary, the list of entries has been arranged according to the final letters of the words. This dictionary has many sentences which were taken from poetry. It has synonyms that were used by many poets. This dictionary has been used by the poets who lived after Asadi Tusi. Many words have been added to the first dictionary which Asadi compiled. This dictionary is a valuable treasure of our language.
تکرار سوم.
اسدی توسی was a famous poet in the 5th century. One of his best known works is the oldest Persian dictionary which is still used. In this dictionary, the list of entries has been arranged according to the final letters of the words. This dictionary has many sentences which were taken from poetry. It has synonyms that were used by many poets. This dictionary has been used by the poets who lived after Asadi Tusi. Many words have been added to the first dictionary which Asadi compiled. This dictionary is a valuable treasure of our language.
متن شماره 4. دانش آموزان عزیز، در این بخش به مکالمه بین لاله و سارا گوش دهید، سپس گزینه صحیح یا غلط را انتخاب کنید.
Have you ever heard of Tahira Safarzadeh?
I guess I have only seen her name in my English book, but I am not sure about it.
She was an Iranian writer and translator.
Oh, can you tell me a little about her life?
Sure. She was born in Kerman. She learned reading and reciting the Holy Quran at the age of 6. She worked very hard to learn new things. When she was a young student, she wrote many poems.
Really? I didn't know that.
She was interested in translating the Holy Quran and published its translation in 1380.
Oh, what a great woman she was.
تکرار دوم.
Have you ever heard of Tahira Safarzadeh?
I guess I have only seen her name in my English book, but I am not sure about it.
She was an Iranian writer and translator.
Oh, can you tell me a little about her life?
Sure. She was born in Kerman. She learned reading and reciting the Holy Quran at the age of 6. She worked very hard to learn new things. When she was a young student, she wrote many poems.
Really? I didn't know that.
She was interested in translating the Holy Quran and published its translation in 1380.
Oh, what a great woman she was.
تکرار سوم.
Have you ever heard of Tahereh Safarzadeh?
I guess I have only seen her name in my English book, but I am not sure about it.
She was an Iranian writer and translator.
Oh, can you tell me a little about her life?
Sure. She was born in Kerman. She learned reading and reciting the Holy Quran at the age of 6. She worked very hard to learn new things. When she was a young student, she wrote many poems.
Really? I didn't know that.
She was interested in translating the Holy Quran and published its translation in 1380.
Oh, what a great woman she was.
پایان آزمون شنیداری